Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, recently I was noticing on the N7 that it's very, very busy with cars, even early in the morning, but apparently a lot of workers are resisting going back to the office. This is the front of the Irish Independent. Workers are resisting a return to the office while some employers push for more days on site. There are two big new reports out today which shine a light, we're told, on the workplace power struggle since the pandemic. So there's a clear pushback from employees, despite some employers ordering staff to adopt the traditional 5 days a week in the office that used to be the norm. So employers want people back in the office for more days, and the workers are trying to resist this as much as possible. Not a surprise, with the hassle of a commute and just the convenience of working from home. But anyway, that's the front of the Indo, the front of the Irish Times. We know that there are big difficulties in and around the commuter belt counties to try and get school places. So that paper tells us that dozens of pupils who can't get places in mainstream schools since last September are being taught at home. In some parts of the country, especially in the commuter belt, some families have struggled to find school places for their children, particularly at second level. It's a big, big problem. And now we have news that the Department of Education has figures showing 44 pupils without school places are being taught at home under a home tuition scheme aimed at providing a compensatory education service. So the families get a grant to employ a tutor to provide home tuition every week, which will appeal to some, won't appeal to others. But what are you supposed to do if you can't get a school place for your child? The front of the Irish Sun, garden dig for tragic Kyron. Stunned neighbours near murdered Kyron Dernan's former family home are praying he is found as Gardaí began digging up the garden yesterday. And detectives hunting for the boy's body have already identified locations for further searches. So they're searching the former family home. We should say the people who live in the house now, nothing to do with this, but they're searching the former family home, the garden, and the Sun says that there are other locations that they're going to search for Kyron. The Irish Daily Mail, it's disturbing how missing Kyron was failed. Simon Harris has said it's deeply disturbing that a child could go missing in this state for years. His comments came as the back garden of the former home of the young boy, who vanished without trace emerged as one of the key sites of investigation, and the search continues today. And there's talk that search could continue tomorrow. You're seeing here full resources being put into this search. Tusla says it alerted Gardaí of its concern, and the neighbours say they don't recall seeing the boy. So the officers there have a long road ahead of them, it would seem. The Irish Daily Mirror, also on its front page, dig for Kyron. Excavations start at old family home, and locals describe a real sense of eeriness around. We just cannot believe what is going on. And you can imagine that. I saw the house. It's in a long street, an avenue, big residential area in Dundalk. So just very disturbing for the locals in that area to see this happening. Now, inside the papers, you may have seen this yesterday evening. I know Ireland's Fittest Family is a huge TV show. Lots of people tune in on a Sunday. And very sad news, the Indo has it. Tributes have been paid to a Dublin teenager called Killian Flaherty, who was a third year student at Blakestown Community School, who's died at the age of 15, and he was due to appear, along with his family, on the upcoming series of Ireland's Fittest Family on RTE. RTE has now postponed the programme following the news of Killian's death, and the school said Killian was a popular student who will be hugely missed. Very, very involved in local sport, as you would imagine, being involved in Ireland's Fittest Family. You have to be very, very fit indeed. So very sad news, and RTE has postponed that programme now. They won't be airing it because this boy died after taking part, and I should say months after, not to do with the show, but died months after taking part in Ireland's Fittest Family, but the show was about to air. You may have heard about the cocktail of drugs that apparently Liam Payne was on in Argentina. The Irish Independent is talking about pink cocaine, which apparently, allegedly, came up in the toxicology results after Liam Payne's death. And the Indo says that last summer, people in Ibiza were being warned to take heed of a dangerous new party drug called pink cocaine. I do know of people who saw this drug at some festivals in London last summer as well, and were kind of frantically Googling, what is this pink substance that other people are taking? It's too soon to know if the fatal incident was attributable to the drug. This is about Liam Payne's death, according to the Indo. However, they're talking about how dangerous the drug is. And I say drug, it's actually not one drug, it's several. So pink cocaine, as you can imagine, is a pink powder, but it contains MDMA, ketamine and methamphetamine. Samples have also been found to include cocaine and opioids. So really, you haven't a clue what's in it. Despite the name, cocaine isn't necessarily part of the mix. It can be also, it can include caffeine or hallucinogens as well, or LSD or bath salts. And this is apparently sweeping across the globe. So as long as we're aware of it, I know it was big, as the paper says, in Ibiza. I don't know if there have been cases here in Ireland or not, but it apparently came up in Liam Payne's toxicology results. More about that in the Irish Independent. Sad news in the Times of London. Only half of parents read to their children every day, and fewer chat to and play with them every day than they did 5 years ago. This is a decline in personal interaction and activities that develop young children's communication skill. It's after a survey of more than 2,000 families. 90% of parents chat to their children every day. God, it's frightening even to think that 10%, sorry, that was in 2019. Now the figure is 78%. So only 78% of parents chat to their children every day. Those who read to their children has gone down from 66% to 50% over the same period. And 20% of parents are buying fewer books. So there's this fall in parents chatting or reading to their children every day, according to the Times of London. And as is always said, the greatest indicator of success in later life is if a child is reading when they're younger, but not happening, or certainly parents not reading to them. If you're looking for somewhere to go on your holidays next year, apparently we should all go to Cork, because Cork has been named, according to the Irish Sun, as one of National Geographic's 25 best places in the world to travel to next year. Cork is the only Irish entry on the list. We also have Brasov in Romania, never heard of it, Murray River in Australia. Readers are urged to visit Cork in order to immerse themselves in an emerging urban renaissance. In September, Ireland's second city will showcase Sounds from a Safe Harbour, a biennial festival of music, dance and conversation. And National Geographic says Cork has always been a fun city with a vibrant culture and a very warm local population. And in fairness, every time you're in Cork, you do actually feel that. Final story, and you'll think we've all taken leave of our senses here. The Mail tells us that obviously we know in the past you've been told if you want your plants to grow, you should talk to them. But we never thought that plants would talk back. However, now these conversations aren't going to be one-sided, because there's technology being developed that allows plants to talk back to you. And it's going to be showcased at next year's Chelsea Flower Show. So you'll be able to ask your plant or ask your garden, how are you feeling? What do you need? And do you need to be watered? And the plant will answer, I need a bit more water. I can do with a haircut, maybe. This is the latest developments that we're going to see at the Chelsea Flower Show. Plants are now talking back to us. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. and you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.